Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:43 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. And USC is the number one recruiting class of 2026. They are the first non-SEC team to top rankings since 2008.
It was a good day for the Pac-12 yesterday, if that was still a thing. Oregon does a nice job. USC does a nice job.
And I hate this.
I know.
I hate it. It doesn't
make sense.
It just
nothing about it makes sense. I was reading that this is the lowest rated number one class as far as the composite in a long time, and the highest rated number 30. Like, so everything's kind of been squeezed into that 30. It used to be like runaway number ones, number two classes, and then you get down to 30 and you're like, that's not a very good class. Evidently now, in the signing day we saw yesterday, and of course we will visit with Rusty Mansell later, it's like all of that is kind of squoze in, where you do get the Vanderbilts of the world. And it wasn't just Georgia. Bama lost a commit to Vanderbilt yesterday too, a wide receiver. They all kind of start squeezing in, and some of the top gets sprinkled down, and there's money being exchanged, and there's players getting paid, and that just kind of spreads things out a little bit. So good for USC. They made an investment into that program. You can see it paying off.
Yeah, and the top recruit on Minnie's board, Lamar Brown, basically doesn't give his signed commitment. He's still verbally committed to LSU.
Yeah.
And he goes to high school on campus in Baton Rouge, and apparently it was the Blake Baker connection was really why he was going there and why he had still stayed committed. I asked Rusty because he came on Dukes of Bell. So you guys tried to put Rusty on Wednesday, where I wasn't there yesterday, and I still got my Rusty fix in.
You'll get it again today.
I asked him straight up. I was like, is Georgia going to get in the mix with that? And he started laughing at me. And he was like, he's going to get too many commas for Georgia. And I'm like, since when is a guy too expensive for Georgia? He's the best.
I know.
Some have him
especially
the
if
best.
You're not paying Jared Curtis suddenly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. And I was like, wait a minute. And it's to your point, and we talked about it. We talked about it earlier in the week. What kind of bizarro world are we talking about? Where, USC tops the rankings with Lincoln Riley based on what they've been lately, and B, Vandy has the money to flip big time top five star recruits, but Georgia apparently doesn't.
Yeah, it's crazy, and it's a whole new world. So we'll see what happens with all that. But I think a lot of this is just. It's just crazy. You and I, Allie, could see the look on Rusty's face in here yesterday. He just looked absolutely drained, and it was only 8 a.m.
That's really going to be my first question to him is, when did you get to crash yesterday?
Because
it was like a war room for him out there in the bullpen.
I just picture him as like those captains on Deadliest Catch, just pounding coffee and Marlboros all day, you know, just Rob Tribble style. What you call the marbles yesterday?
Cowboy killers.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good line.
So good.
All right. Ole Miss athletic director Keith Carter has disputed several of Lane Kiffin's claims. One of them being that Lane only learned about not coaching Ole Miss in the playoffs recently. Let's hear from Keith.
When was Lane Kiffin told that he would not coach Ole Miss in the playoff? Because he very publicly has said over and over that that is something that he wanted to do and didn't seem to be able to understand why that wasn't going to work.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things he said publicly that I'm not sure are totally accurate. I think that both coach and his representation knew, several weeks ago that the coaching in the playoffs was not going to be an option if he was not the Ole Miss head coach.
You know what's funny to me is how complimentary everybody was of each other a week ago.
Yeah.
And now you've got players doing TikToks where they're openly mocking and belittling Lane Kiffin. Did you guys see the offensive – I think it was an offensive line, defensive yes. lineman's TikTok yep. where yeah. he – okay, so you saw that. And then you got Keith Carter. Because how many times would – It feel like in other situations, in same scenario, right?
Yeah.
Where a coach was to leave, that the AD would be like, well, look, I don't want to sit here and go back and forth about everybody different truths, but we'll just say this. But he's like, nah, man, he's lying about a lot of stuff. Is it more telling? Because I think it's easy to say, well, they're scorned, right? They feel like they've been kind of cheated on and left at the altar or whatever, relationship kind of analogy you want to use. But in reality, I think they're just like, hey, we're free to tell the truth about who he is now. That's the way it's coming off. And maybe that's me reading into it based on the past of other places that Lane has.
Yeah.
But that's what it feels like.
Well, the interesting part to me is the Charlie Weiss Jr. thing that's coming out about how he's going to be allowed to actually coach the Rebels in the playoff. And I thought, if everything Lane said is true, and we're kind of pointing to this big breakup where they don't want him to be around the team, why on earth would you allow Charlie Weiss Jr. to coach them in the playoffs if he's already gotten on the plane with Lane, quote-unquote, but now he's getting a chance to be a coach for the Rebels in the playoffs?
Who do you think made that decision? Do you think Keith Carter said, Pete Golding, you're now our head coach, it's your decision? Or do you think Keith Carter was like,
I think it's Keith Carter.
If you're and that's what I say. You think Keith went to Pete and said, if you want him to coach, I'm fine with it. Talking about Charlie Weiss.
Yeah, and that was the point I was about to make is, like, the whole thing started stinking yesterday. The whole thing that Lane has been said about, well, they didn't want this, and I've got a good relationship with Keith Carter, and he's been very good to me, and I understand it. And all of that, I was going, okay, then why would all of this happen to where Charlie Weiss Jr. was allowed to be a coach, but he's also employed by another school at this point? It started kind of falling apart in my mind. And I do think that Keith Carter probably said, look, our best chance to continue to go forward without Lane is to have Charlie Weiss Jr. here. And I think that's what's best for the program. But I think the things, obviously, and listen to Keith, they crumbled more on Keith's side than they did Lane. Because Lane with Marty Smith, and I actually am going to play part of that with Pat McAfee later and Mic'd Up. But Lane with Marty Smith, he was very complimentary of Keith Carter. He's like, we have a great relationship. He's been very good to my family. He's done this. He's done that.
I feel like though that's Lane's little that's how he does. He's like the guy that
gee golly gosh, I've been praying on it.
He's very Eddie Haskell, right? I know Eddie Haskell, Leave It to Beaver, like where he was like one person in front of your parents and then outside he's like the bad influence. That's kind of what Lane is. And Lane plays people, it feels like. I'm not saying 100%, just that's the feeling you get from watching him go to places, and then leave them essentially on fire as he walks out the door.
Are you trying to tell me that Lane Kiffin and Joey Freshwater are two different people? Is that what you're trying to say?
Who's Joey Freshwater?
He's that alter ego that you're talking about.
Okay,
He's Eddie Haskell's backup plan.
Okay, yeah. So that's like the Dylan version of Eddie Haskell.
Yeah,
I know the Leave It to Beaver thing's really old. Sorry.
Pretty sure it was Lane's Snapchat name, but go ahead.
Oh, is that what it was?
Okay. I knew it had to be something. All right.
Oh, is that what he hit the girlies up with? The co-eds?
Join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Okay, you guys made some good points as we talked off air about Throwback Thursday trivia. We got to figure out when the last time we're going to get to play in 2025 is, because that is when the season will end. Right now it's tied 11-11. And Mike, you are not with us next Thursday, correct?
I am with you next Thursday. Schedule change, but okay. Yes, so I will be here next Thursday.
Okay.
It's tied. I thought I had a two game lead. Maybe I'm wrong.
I can double check, but I believe it's 11-11.
Okay, I trust you.
I think it's tied. I'll go back and check to make sure it's all accurate. But that means then, if you're here next week, we have the 11th and the 18th. Is anyone out on
the
18th?
Close.
Well,
no, I'm not. I'm double dutying on the 18th.
I'm not out on.
Or you might be double dutying.
Well, I'm not. Rusty. I know that I'll be in Tampa, so I got to make sure I have equipment on the 11th.
But then he'll play the delay card. Let's just play today's round.
It's not a card. It's real.
Yeah.
Next week might be the grand finale of 2025. Okay. All right. So the theme today is of the year. You know how this goes. Your name is your buzzer. Dylan, help me referee, because this one's going to be lightning quick. All right. Question number one. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels.
Mike. Of the year, 2023.
That's correct.
God, that ding was loud.
All right. Mike is on the board. What magazine's Person of the Year is chosen based on?
Time magazine.
Yes, that is. You don't even know what the questions are. You're just going for it.
I mean, I'm trying to let her finish because she wrote these out.
You always say that. You never let her finish.
Two to nothing. Mike is in the lead. What music streaming service where you can conveniently also listen to 92.9 The Game?
Bo.
Mike.
Spotify.
Spotify. Okay, I was getting, the clue was shows you your top song of the year.
Yeah,
I did see Amy's Wrapped age, listening age was 68 yesterday.
Yeah,
that makes her so cool.
Really?
Yes, you want to be older on those.
That Wait, just for of, clarification, that was correct, right?
Yeah, that was.
That was one. That was one of the things. What was that? That was one of the things that connected us.
I like you, Bo.
Thank you, Coach. Is that we have a very similar listening music?
Wow. Yeah.
We kind of connected early on with
That's crazy because. Lindsay and I, we got together, not even close.
Yeah. Then she started liking Taylor Swift, and I don't know what happened.
What magazine chooses an album of the year?
Mike. Rolling Stone.
That is correct. What quarterback won NFL MVP in 2018 and 2022?
Mike. Lamar Jackson.
No.
Why'd y'all fell off so bad?
Oh.
It's 18 and 20.
This is unfortunate.
3, 2, 1.
Bo. Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
I like you, Bo.
I was on it, though.
Thank you, Coach.
Is that just his ding? Is I like you, Bo?
That's right. For today. Yep.
3-2. Okay. What award show hands out a movie of the year popcorn trophy?
The MTV.
That
Movie
is
Awards.
Correct. That is
Kipo.
Correct. Caleb Williams won the Heisman Trophy in the year 2022 while playing for
Mo.
Dylan.
Mike first.
Mike.
USC.
That is correct. 4-3. Mike's in the lead. What search engine makes a top
Mike.
Bo.
Google.
That's right.
Come on. I was like, if there was ever time for a curveball.
They give you a
just
top
said search engine.
Photo of the year. Okay. In what year did Bryce Young win the
Mike.
Heisman?
2021.
That's correct. 5-4. What streaming service releases a most watched movie?
Bo.
Netflix.
What?
I like you, Bo.
That was clearly Bo first.
No, it was not clear.
It was very clear.
We'll check it in the commercials. All right, we need a tiebreaker here. What magazine names the sexiest
Bo. Mike. Bo.
GQ.
No.
Watch off for a little bit.
What magazine names the sexiest man of the year?
People.
That's correct. Do you have any idea who it was for 2025?
Yes, I do. I saw this. Tell me who it is.
The Arrow. It's Jonathan Bailey from Wicked.
Yeah, okay.
No, of course
I did not see that. I'm sorry. Take that back.
I did not see that.
I would not know.
Yeah, well, that's why I lost, guys, because I don't know who that is.
All right. Mike has pulled ahead in the series. It is now 12-11. Next week might be the finale. We'll get that worked out. But coming up, we're going to talk about Drake London, his status, why it might not be safe for him to play. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Arrow. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Arrow uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.